Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to the Spirit of America Party and the Spirit of America Party book. It's a good book to get. It'll tell you why you lost your country. You see, these high school kids are hacking into top security clearance people's websites. We have one right now. This is blowing my mind that as we're supposed, everybody is coming to get us. The Chinese are hacking, the North Koreans are hacking, the Russians are hacking, and now high school kids are hacking. I know this four-year-old preschooler. He can read every word that comes up on a computer screen. Does that blow your mind? Not only that, he took the word start, he made three words out of it. Tar, art, and star. It blows my mind. But here, in the great United States, our government can't keep its ass out of trouble. Everybody is hacking our government. It is really sad. It is really sad. And now, the Democrat Party has announced that the White House could be run from prison. That's right. They say prison is no problem. They could run the White House from prison as long as Hillary is allowed to keep her server, her extra server that nobody knows about. Yeah, her extra server, Hillary can keep it in the barn along with what's his name? Reed, Harry Reid's cow that he rustled from that rancher. Unbelievable. Our big problem is the CIA chief, his computer has also been hacked. And you know what? His name is Brennan, CIA chief Brennan. And he's the only Irishman in the whole world that ever converted to Islam. It's unbelievable. And there's an Irish song called Brennan on the Moor. And it means Brennan on the Moor. Moor is a wooded area. Maybe kind of swampy. But there's another Moor. There's a Moor who's known as a Muslim from North Africa. Those Moors. So when we sing about Brennan on the Moor, do not think of the CIA chief, because he's on a different moor. And we'll give you a platoon. Do you know why Brennan is the only Irishman that ever converted to Islam? Because the Irish were supposed to invade Saudi Arabia. And the clans all gathered at the shore, and they were ready to load on the boats. And the chief, head chieftain said, "Boys, we're going to invade Saudi Arabia." And the boy said, "Are we going to bring our own beer, or there'll be beer there when we get there?" He says, "We're not bringing beer, and there's no beer in Saudi Arabia." So, well, they won't be seeing the likes of us then. And that was the end of the invasion, the Irish invasion of Saudi Arabia. So here's Brennan on the Moor. Yeah.
No!
Now with the sword and the musket, they will unfold. He made them hurt the temple and robbed them all of his gold. But 100 pounds is up for his apprehension there. So fair the toad of a little man.
Okay, we're back. And here's that headline, Democrats say the White House can be run from prison. Democrats insist that the White House can be run from federal prison. As long as Hillary's hack-proof service stays in the barn with Harry Reid's cow. I went to my favorite Chinese restaurant last night. The waiter tried to sell me all Hillary's emails. He said Benghazi is extra. They even have all of the CIA chief's emails. That's Brennan on the Moor. We just played them. The Irish Muslim, including his prayer times at the Grand Democrat Mosque. He showed me the receipt for the last Chinese food delivery to the counting room at Chappaqua. The driver scrawled, "No tip from fat woman wearing elephant pants." Methinks we've been compromised. Only El Trumpo can save us. Only El Trumpo can save us. Aren't you tired of the Communist Party, formerly the Democrat Party? The last Democrat group was Harry Truman's people. They've been communist ever since. Joe McCarthy was right. He may be canonized in the Catholic Church very soon. Right now, he's only Blessed Joseph McCarthy. And they're even praying. I've seen some people start praying to Saint Tim Tebow, the patron saint of football players. And tonight's a big night for the Chicago Cubs, right? And Murphy, I'm going to tell you, Murphy's going to hit 3 home runs tonight, or else they're going to walk him every time. If I were the Cubs, I'd walk Murphy tonight. And I don't even follow baseball. All I know is it's a small ball. About the size of what's the bomb? There's a bomb, a nuclear bomb that's baseball size. It'll come to me during the show. I'll tell you what it is. It was invented by a guy from Brooklyn, and he wanted to use it during the Vietnam War, and they wouldn't let him. Neutron bomb. The neutron bomb. Very small. Wait till Al-Qaeda gets a hold of that one. They're probably buying them from the Russians right now. The Russians are opening up arms shops over there in the Middle East. Every weapon you see in the hands of a terrorist is made in Russia. And here we got nuts trying to ban guns. They're going to take guns away from law-abiding citizens, but they don't dare go near. They don't go house to house in the ghetto. No, because the drug dealers all registered their guns legally. Yeah. Okay, so here we are. Let's see where I am. I said only Trump can save us. 5 white Democrats are running for leader of the freak world. And they have one more white guy waiting in the wings. This party that lied and sucked in all these Latinos and African Americans and told them they were a melting pot, and told them that they were a mosaic, a beautiful mosaic, and then they formed the Rainbow Coalition. But there's one thing wrong with the Rainbow Coalition. And that's there's a phone from Concerned Women for America. I belong to that organization. I do. I'm behind on my dues, but I'm part. I got daughters, and they think I'm a male chauvinist pig. And I just bring out my membership card in the Concerned Women for America, and they go quiet. They go quietly. So what was I saying before the phone rang? This party is supposed to be all-inclusive, and we're all equal. All of a sudden, they can't find one Asian, one Indian. That doesn't count American Indians. American Indians won't go near the Democrat Party because they know they want to confiscate their guns, and Indians ain't giving up their guns. They know that white man trick. Yeah. And it's too much, right? And they got no African Americans that are qualified to stand on the platform. And yet they're BSing everybody that they're the all-inclusive party. Yeah. And the party of white racists is the Tea Party. They walked through the middle of the Tea Party to provoke somebody to say the N-word, and nobody said it. And they had a fake and lie that somebody said it. And Breitbart offered $100,000 to prove, to present any proof that one member of the Tea Party used the N-word, and nobody collected the money. How's that? And now this racist party, this Tea Party, they're producing a white candidate, an African-American candidate, and a good one. Not one of these phony African-Americans that nobody knows where he was born or where he came from. They don't even. Some of them are even looking for eggshells. And no Latinos. We got two. We got Cruz, and we got Cruz and Rubio. And there's no Italians up there on the platform at the party of death, at the Party de la Muerte. And we got one, we got Fiorino. Now, that's not bad for a little party, a shoestring party. We're more inclusive than the Klan, because that's who used to be the Democrat Party, was the Klan. Nobody knows that, just like nobody knows what happened on 9/11. And nobody knows what happened in Benghazi, but we're going to find out tomorrow. And I'm going to give you a tip. There is a new news outlet that is coming up against Fix News. It used to be Fox until Rupert turned it over to his two liberal kids. And now it's Fix News. And Megyn Kelly should resign and go on The View. That's where she belongs. Or The Howard Stern Show as a towel woman. Yeah, they try to kill Trump. They try to kneecap Trump opening night. It was opening night, like deer season. But Dear Trump came with 25 million viewers, and he left with 26 million. And Fox is down in the ratings, but they're covering it up. Yeah. So, OAN tonight did the Benghazi story, just to make you aware of what went on. And it turns out that Hillary's dirty. So that's why I say that she may be running the White House from prison. I don't doubt that she could win the election, but she may have to do some prison time. So everybody will be there. It's really sad. It is really sad. So what was I saying? Five white Democrats running for leader of the freak world. One more white guy waiting in the wings. This all-inclusive party has no room on the top for people of color. The Democrat Party is the Communist Party. You want the proof? No God. They kicked them out at the last convention. No flag. They voted to burn it 40 days before 9/11. No country. Any country but ours is their slogan. No kids, unless you can sell them. But they'll sell you drugs, and they'll hook you, and they'll tax you. You got to pay the junkie tax. And then don't worry, you're covered by Obamacare. You can go into rehab. Yeah, in the Soviet Union. You know how they could do rehab in the Soviet Union? They stand you over a drain. And the guy stands behind you with a pistol. Yeah. Did you ever see a Soviet prison? You know, the people can't even walk out the door straight. They gotta double over. They cannot stand up straight. And they got two guards on every guy and a dog. And if you go out in the yard, it's minus 40 degrees below zero. And I was watching the History Channel today, and they were interviewing Germans who served in Russia. And one guy said he saw a complete mortar outfit. You know, it's like three or four guys, maybe five guys. They were all frozen around the mortar tube, frozen in time. And they showed a picture of a horse pulling a wagon, and the horse had ice on his face. 40 below zero Fahrenheit. And you're worried about global warming? Yeah, it used to be global warming, and then it became global cooling, and then it became climate change. And now they're going back to the original description, weather. So, methinks we've been compromised by the Democrats, the party of death, Party de la Muerte. And I told you why. Yet the little teeny weeny Te Fiesta, the Tea Party, has one white guy, one real Afro-American who could be the first black president, and two Latinos, Cruz and Rubio. There are no Italians on the white-only Klan party platform. And we have Fiorino. And we got an Indian. We got Bobby Jindal. We're the inclusive party. Yeah, the Democrats, they'll only let you do the dishes. I thought you want to hear a real story? A very successful, wealthy black guy was a member of the Democrat Party. And they were having a big cocktail, a fundraising party. And he walked in, and he was trying to mingle, and he walked up to a crowd of Democrats that were talking. And he goes, "How's it going, guys?" And a guy handed him an empty glass and said, "Rum and Coke." You think he's still in that party? I don't think so. I think he would rather have a cup of tea. Yeah. Unbelievable. But voila, the media is not taking note of the racial profiling. They're covering it up. They're covering it up. That's what they're doing. They're covering it up. And there's no affirmative action on the part of the Demo Camos. Where is Jesse James Jackson when he's not visiting his relatives in prison? You know, his son as a congressman embezzled $700,000. And the judge says, "Why did you do it?" And he says, "We were just doing what the white Democrats told us to do." And his wife also is doing jail time because he shared ill-gotten gains, or as I call them, champagne contributions. And no affirmative action. And where is Al Sharpton shouting, "No cash, no trash"? Yeah. But voila, the media is not taking note of the racial profiling and no affirmative action. Beware the Democrats who tell you the right thing but do the wrong thing. Also the ones who create a problem that did not exist and then solve it. Hillary is not going to the White House. She's going to the big house. Obama and Tamara, the Shiite, is going to hit the fan. And wait till you hear how the communists spin it. Oh, yeah. She's liable to have an aneurysm. Fake another aneurysm. Remember that? She fell. She hit her head. She had a blood clot. She couldn't testify for 6 months. Yeah. Now she's cured, and she's in fine health. A PA that I know says, if you had an aneurysm, that means you've had a heart attack, and that you're capable at any time of having another one. So, but that doesn't matter, because Uma Abedin will be giving us our instructions in Farsi. Yeah. Oh, wait till we get the scoop on that sellout. Wait till the truth comes out. Wait till somebody puts sodium pentothal in everybody's drinks. Yeah. Yeah. Wait till the drone gets into the room and nobody sees it. A little fly drone. Okay, so Hillary's not going to the White House. She's going to the big house. And Obama won't pardon her because she is not a drug lord bringing in the good stuff from Cuba and Iran. That was a big drug deal, kids. They want that Cuban coke by way of Iran. Those Afghan crops will be in Iran at the port of Bandar Abbas, sailing into Havana and right across the Rio Grande, or right into a New York port or a Florida port, and right into the arms and noses of your children. And you heard the president today say that more people die of overdoses than die in car accidents. Why didn't he say more people die of overdoses than die of gunshot wounds? Yeah, maybe he should be confiscating everybody's stash. Yeah. And his business is moving out of Colorado because the help keeps coming in high and can't get the job done. And these are artistic businesses. These are not you're on an assembly line punching out a clutch. Yeah. So the word is out. Hillary is either going to get Martha Stewart's old cell or the bottom bunk at O.J.'s. You remember O.J. was a suspect in murdering two people, slicing and dicing with his ginger steak knife? And in his SEAL outfit, his ninja outfit. I shouldn't say SEALs. SEALs are too respected and loved. But he was found not guilty. So God got him. God said, enough of this Shiite. This guy's going away. And they caught O.J. selling stolen baseball cards. And they gave him 50 years. And then God gave him another 10. He got caught stealing cookies. And they did a shakedown and they found the cookies in his shirt. And they put 10 more years on his sentence. So now, it's possible that Hillary's going to be on the bottom bunk in his cell. Because, you know, we're all the same. We're all the same. We're neutered people now. Neutered nation. And the only problem is Hillary going to be doing the cooking. And I hear that O.J. eats 10 pumpkin pies a day. Yeah, because it helps him work out. The Hillary going to be up early in the morning. Yep. Yes, my friends, and you can run the White House from prison. After all, the Congress is the new mafia, and the proof is off-track betting went bust. Can you believe that? The mob ran off-track betting since the American Revolution. Yeah. Yeah. Unbelievable. And they always made a profit. And the state of New York took it over, and they went bust. They went bust. And yet the mob ran it since Yankee Doodle went to town just to play the ponies. And that was a song about a horse race, by the way. Yes, my friends, you can run the White House from prison. So, then I have a picture of Obama giving America the finger. You ever see that one? He does that a lot. He gives America the finger. He might be psycho, this guy. And he was banning pork in prisons because it offended the Muslims, the New Democrats. Maybe that's it. Maybe I'm doing this all wrong. Instead of calling all the Democrats communists, maybe I should call them all Muslims. Yeah. And I have a question. Did the, you remember the Oregon crazy that went nuts and they blamed it on a gun when they should be blaming it on the mental capacity of the individual? Remember the guy that walked into a prayer meeting with 10 blacks? I'm sorry, 12 blacks. I call them the 12 apostles. And this atheist communist bastard shot 9 of them, killed 9 of them, and everybody said it was because he was a white Southern cracker and he was a racist because he had a picture of a Confederate flag. He posed for a picture with a picture of a Confederate flag. But he was wearing a Goldie's Gym t-shirt. I didn't see anybody calling for Goldie's to close, did you? They didn't want that Confederate flag. That's a ploy. That's a ploy, boy. They want the American flag. They're getting you used to taking flags down. And then one day they're going to come and tell you to take your cross down, too. And those who take your guns away will take your cross away. So, because he banned pork in prisons, I put up a picture of Obama holding a fork with a sausage on it. And I entitled it, Worst President, W-U-R-S-T. Did you like that? If I could get to Donald Trump, and believe me, I've tried many emails hoping he might read one, but if I could get to him, I would say, you won 15 points tomorrow in your ratings. All you have to do is announce that you're building a private VA hospital, that you're raising the money, and you know because you have said it, that you could have $200 million tomorrow from supporters. So instead of them supporting you, and then you're obligated, have them support the American fighting man, who will be very grateful. And you heard the stats today, how many guys died in Arizona alone, waiting, and were not even given appointments. So you know that the VA is totally corrupt and no good, and it has to be privatized. And a lot of the government agencies have to be privatized. Otherwise, we're going to be Soviet Union Part 2. And that's all Trump's got to do. And he'll have 15 more points to his credit. And then if he really wants an extra 10 points, all he has to do is say, there are 10 families who are living in poverty and shame outside of Fort Leavenworth, while their breadwinner rots inside, charged with politically correct murder. They shot back on the battlefield. And for this, they were charged with unpremeditated murder by guys who never served, who sat on their jury, who sat as judges and sentenced them to 15 to 20 years in prison. That's not right. And Obama let that happen because the communists want to break the back in the military. And they're doing it in two ways. They're sissifying the military. They're turning it into second-rate troops. Because the first-rate troops aren't joining. I'm not going to join. For what? To go to prison? Because I shot back? Nah, I'm not joining. And besides, Obama's killing all the troops. Look at the ones he left in Benghazi. Pray to God that tomorrow that the truth about Benghazi comes out and destroys this Communist Party. And that it's clearly the fault of the communists that those guys died. And then let the world know that we know who the bad guys are and they're going to jail. And if Hillary's got to wear an orange jumpsuit, that's okay. She can still have, you know, like pearls. Yeah. So, we got 5 white candidates representing the all-inclusive, the friend of the Negro, Democrat Party. 5 white candidates. They didn't even cover up their shame. They just came out from under the hoods. They came out from under the sheets and said, listen, boy, you'll do what we tell you. And we're putting up 5 white candidates, all white. Vanilla. Bean vanilla. Pure bean vanilla. 5 white candidates. Oh, there's a 6th one waiting in the wings. And that's the all-inclusive Communist Party. Yeah. They are now taking advantage of the useless idiots. Oh, useful idiots. It's the useless of A. Yeah. So when the Communist Party introduced themselves, I saw it like this. Hi, I'm Hillary Silver Spoons Clinton. I hung up the phone on the Benghazi 911 call, and the crowd goes wild with applause. Number 2. Hi, I'm Bernie Sanders. I spent my honeymoon on Lenin's tomb with Mrs. Lenin. Applause. Oh, we love you, Bernie. Take the country down. Number 3. Hi, I'm Lincoln Chapstick. I look like Alfalfa from our communist gang. I banned Christmas trees at the governor's mansion. Oh, the crowd goes wild. And 4. Hi, I'm Martin O'Malley. I destroyed Maryland. I betrayed my Irish heritage. And the crowd goes wild. And up comes candidate number 5. Hi, I'm Jim Webb. I served in combat in Vietnam as a U.S. Marine. My son served in combat in Iraq. Boo! Boo! Warmonger! Warmonger! Yeah, shut his mic off and don't call on him. Only call on the white candidates. Go away, Latinos. Spirit of America Party Radio Show. Viva El Trumpo. Viva Carson. Viva Cruz. Raise high the Cruz. Yeah, they keeping Cruz down. Cruz should be at the third highest candidate. They're keeping him down. And so that's one African-American, one Latino, and one gringo. Super gringo. Yeah. And so, vamos la parte de la muerte, amigos. Vaya con te fiesta. And viva Cristo Rey. And the Democrat Party has no Cristo Rey. They hate Cristo Rey. The bartender, a champagne, I have a coupon.
Do you love me? Do you want me? What can the verdict be? What is your verdict? What is my faith? What is your verdict? Don't make me wait. I've been on trial for a long, long time. What is your verdict? Please, please make up your mind. I can't deny that I love you so. The evidence proves it, I know. Of life with your charms, imprison me, dear, in your arms. I know I love you, that I confess. What is your verse?
We're back. There's one out left for the Mets to win in Chicago. And the guy's got, the last guy up has got two balls and one strike. But I came back to play a tune for you so I could run back and watch it. I'm going to give a tribute to Yankees and Rebels, who are veterans. And both their flags must be respected and loved, because they're our kin, and they're our brothers, and they're all Americans today.
Johnny's Ukraine on the 20th of Maine, and I marched to hell and back again. Colonel Joshua Chamberlain, we all going down to Dixie.
Bush. 911 were the Clinton Towers, and they began in 1993. And I got a feeling that the Clintons made money by not getting Bin Laden. Here's a little flash.
Gargantuan explosion! Oh my God, I don't believe it! The northeast corner has exploded in the most incredible explosion. Flames are flying out of the building. They're 5-10 stories high now. Black billowing smoke. The building corner, the whole entire corner is gone.
Both World Trade Center buildings in New York City right now, heaps of rubble. At 9 o'clock this morning, a plane crashed into one of the towers of the World Trade Center in Lower Manhattan.
I heard the noise. I was in my office, and I heard the guy screaming. So I ran out, and everybody was saying, oh, my God, and they're in tears. They're crying. Everybody's upset.
I was just trying to make phone calls. I looked up, and I heard an explosion, and then I saw everybody in the street react first. People crying, people on the ground, everybody lying down. And then I looked up, and I saw this huge plume of smoke, and the tower just crumbling. And it just turned into a huge plume of smoke, and next thing you know, there's smoke in one tower.
Shortly after 9 o'clock, a second plane crashed into the second tower.
Oh, my God. I heard a noise coming in incredibly low. And then I was standing here looking out the window, and I knew it was going to crash and something was going to hit the building. I dove away from the window because I thought the explosion was going to implode the windows and I'd be shattered with glass flying out. As soon as it hit, I came back, and there was a ball of flame.
I'm still shaking. I saw it hit the tower and flame everywhere.
Then minutes later, President Bush in Sarasota, Florida, called those crashes an apparent terrorist attack and a national tragedy.
Today, we've had a national tragedy. Two airplanes have crashed into the World Trade Center in an apparent terrorist attack on our country. Terrorism against our nation will not stand. May God bless the victims, their families, and America.
Then an aircraft crashes near the Pentagon just outside of Washington, D.C. in Northern Virginia about an hour after those attacks in New York.
I was looking out our 12th floor windows at 1600 Wilson Boulevard in Roslyn, Virginia, and I watched this. It looked like a commuter plane, two-engine, come down from the south, real low. Proceed right on and crash right into the Pentagon.
Then shortly after 10 o'clock this morning, one World Trade Center tower in New York collapsed.
Lots of smoke, and then the next thing I heard an explosion, and the building from the top, the south building, just crumbled.
Just after 10:30 this morning, the other World Trade Center tower collapsed.
We were standing there looking up at flames coming out of the building and smoke billowing out of the building and police and FBI everywhere, and suddenly we heard a rumble and the sky was full of smoke. Everybody read, crowds of people running through, I mean, shouting out to each other not to fall into the subway entrances.
So it's just truly amazing because yesterday afternoon we were sitting in the World Trade Plaza Center having lunch, and so now those two buildings are completely destroyed.
Oh, say can you see by the dawn's early
freedom itself was attacked this morning by a faceless coward, and freedom will be defended. Make no mistake, the United States will hunt down and punish those responsible for these cowardly acts. We will do whatever is necessary to protect America.
I'm back. I didn't think I'd last that long. The Mets won it. Okay, so what are we going to do? We're going to do a... I have one here. I got to be careful what I play. This is called Fatwa Registration. Let me see how long it is. Fatwa Registration. Okay, we'll take a look at it.
From out of the East New York City, the wind carries the cry of the Razuli. Oh, my beloved, rise up. Touch the eyes, touch the lips, touch the ears. Touch the forehead to the ground. Fart high. Oh, my beloved, I am sending out the message to the potential Islamic martyrs. Greetings from the Ayatollah the Truth, the Razuli of the Big Apple. Now you can register for jihad in the comfort of your home. You can blow yourself up without having to leave the house. If you sign up right now, you get a free fatwa pillow for your big fatwa ass. And the good news is the Ayatollah the Truth is paying an 80 virgin commission with a coupon. Just send $50 in a self-addressed anthrax envelope to the follower of the Prophet, Prophit, Cave 608, Berkeley, California, Nowhere, USA. Be sure to send the $50 in a separate clean envelope so we can register your name in paradise. I has spoken. Abu Tam, the American Fundamentalist, www.captainsblog.us, www.spiritofamericaparty.com, and www.pirateradio. Thank you, my beloveds. Send the money now.
Not bad. Did that a while ago. Okay. There's a Cuban fellow who's been a slave to Castro for at least 50 years. And they let him out to play some music, so I'm going to share it with you. And I don't want to see Cuban drugs in the United States, but I'll take the Cuban music.
Thank you.
San Francisco, they're putting on a play to mock the mother of Jesus, and it's a real crap on Christ show. And I mentioned in a blog that in the Quran, Mary, the mother of Jesus, is revered, and she's in the Holy Quran. So if this show goes off without a bang, they might be very lucky. But what they're doing is, you know, piss Christ, and they call it freedom of speech. Just like when they voted to burn the American flag, and they called it freedom of speech. And one day, they're going to run into Operation Pushback, and they're not going to like it, the beating that they get by the majority. So here's a tribute to the Mother of God. I got two. One's instrumental. This is Kenny Rogers.
Mary, did you know that your baby walk on water? Mary, did you know that your baby boy will save our sons and daughters? Did you know that your baby boy has come to make you new? This child that you delivered will soon deliver you. Did you know that your baby boy will give sight to a blind man?
Mary, did you know
that your baby boy will calm a storm with his hand?
Did you know that your baby boy has walked where angels trod? And when you kiss your lips, you've kissed the face of God.
Mary, did you know?
I am very disappointed to learn that after 150 years of the Second American Revolution, that the Southland is still being put down by carpetbaggers and scalawags, and that flag, the stars and the bars, represents all of the young boys who died because they believed not in slavery, but they believed in brotherhood. State by state. And it's really sad that we let the communists practice on the stars and bars as they get ready to take down the stars and stripes. Our president has already told us he doesn't like the flag and he doesn't like the national anthem. And I hope he also tells us he doesn't like not being president anymore. Yeah. Instead of refusing to leave, and we have to give him the bum's rush. So we'll close with Ragged Old Flag.
I walked through a county courthouse square. On a park bench, an old man was sitting there. I said, your old courthouse is kind of run down. He said, no, it'll do for our little town. I said, your old flagpole is leaned a little bit. And that's a ragged old flag you got hanging on it. He said, have a seat. And I sat down. Is this the first time you've been to our little town? I said, I think it is. He said, I don't like to brag, but we're kind of proud of that ragged old flag. You see, we got a little hole in that flag there when Washington took it across the Delaware. And it got powder burned the night that Francis Scott Key sat watching it write and say, can you see? And it got a bad rip in New Orleans with Pakenham and Jackson tugging at its seams. And it almost fell at the Alamo beside the Texas flag, but she waved on though. She got cut with a sword at Chancellorsville, and she got cut again at Shiloh Hill. There was Robert E. Lee, Beauregard, and Bragg, and the south wind blew hard on that ragged old flag. On Flanders Field in World War I, she got a big hole from a Bertha gun. She turned blood red in World War II. She hung limp and low a time or two. She was in Korea, Vietnam. She went where she was sent by her Uncle Sam. She waved from our ships upon the briny foam, and now they've about quit waving back here at home. In her own good land here, she's been abused. She's been burned, dishonored, denied, and refused. And the government for which she stands is scandalized throughout the land. And she's getting threadbare and she's wearing thin, but she's in good shape for the shape she's in. 'Cause she's been through the fire before, and I believe she can take a whole lot more. So we raise her up every morning, we take her down every night, we don't let her touch the ground, and we fold her upright. On second thought, I do like to brag, 'cause I'm mighty proud of that ragged old flag.
Pray for justice tomorrow at the Benghazi hearings. Have a good night, folks.